This is St. Louis Public Radio. Monsanto, the agribusiness giant based in suburban St. Louis, has a big image problem. In the Harris Poll on corporate reputation earlier this year, Monsanto ranked third worst right behind BP. Part of that stems from the public's distrust of GMOs, or genetically modified organisms, that the company helped pioneer in the 1980s. And now Monsanto is working to gain consumers' trust by talking about food. St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman reports.
It's a cold but bright Saturday morning in Tower Grove Park at the farmer's market. Among vendors bagging vegetables, parents pushing strollers, and dogs on leashes, I'm asking shoppers their thoughts on Monsanto. St. Louis resident Jackie King barely lets me get my question out.
I hate Monsanto.
Say that again.
I hate Monsanto.
What do you?
Why? Because of GMO?
Not everyone feels as strongly as King, but I hear other worries over pesticides, seed patents, and small farmers from shoppers like Suzanne Karen.
Are they really being honest about the work that they're doing? Are they really concerned about the farmers?
At Monsanto's headquarters a few miles away, CEO and Chairman Hugh Grant takes it in stride. He has a sort of avuncular charm, not quite what you'd expect from the head of a multi-billion dollar company that people love to hate.
You know, yeah, I always say I used to go to parties and people would say, what do you do? And you say, I'm in agriculture. And they say, how unfortunate. And today, there's a lot of interest.
Grant readily admits Monsanto was slow to respond to that growing interest and spent too much time talking to farmers, not to the people eating the food those farmers grow.
It goes beyond the field and beyond the grower and eventually reaches the consumer. And we have a part to play in that. It's going to be difficult, but we have a part to play in that conversation.
Now Monsanto is trying to reach out, especially to moms and millennials. The company is encouraging its employees to talk about their work on social media. There's a new director of millennial engagement, and Monsanto had a presence at last month's South by Southwest Eco Conference in Austin. But perhaps the biggest move is the launch this week of a national ad campaign.
More and more, we're having conversations about the food itself, how good it is for us.
The TV ad shows people gathered around tables and sharing food, something marketing professor Carol Johannick says anyone can relate to.
Step one is to make that brand approachable to the end consumer.
Johannick teaches communication strategy at Washington University's Olin Business School. She says Monsanto is working to soften the company's image, a necessity before it can tackle more technical topics like GMOs.
Once people are receptive to a brand emotionally, they can hear a message, because I think a lot of the issue with the biotechnology and the GMOs is that people don't really understand what that means.
Monsanto is trying to get to that education piece as well. The company is encouraging consumers to ask them questions directly at a new website highlighted in the ads, discover.monsanto.com. Monsanto's corporate brand lead, Jessica Simmons, says from questions on GMOs to sustainable farming to the company's history, the goal is to be transparent.
We don't have anything to hide, and that's part of what we're doing here. We're making sure that people understand that we're open and we want to connect and we're excited to engage with consumers.
Back at the farmers market, some shoppers say they're open to hearing what Monsanto has to say, while others...
No, not really. I've made up my mind. I know what they stand for.
Convincing moms like Sarah Drake to trust Monsanto may be a tough row to hoe. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.